Our episodes contain graphic information and at times strong language that may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Would you like some murder with your coffee?
Welcome to Morning Murders. I'm Nicole.
I'm Amanda.
And I am not Nicole or Amanda because I am Brenna.
Brenna.
And we are three gals like to sit around, drink coffee, and talk about true crime.
True crime.
Yeah, guys. Yeah. And we also like to be silly and funny and have good times with each other.
Just silly boys.
Just silly
brothers. And we're brothers.
We're brothers. And we love you beans so much. We love being silly with our beans. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Silly
bean
with our beans.
Silly.
Bean silly.
Oh, man.
Bean salad. Bean silly. I love it.
That's incredible. Too.
Yes. We've got a merch store. Thank you so much for all of your support with our lovely merch store. It's really exciting to just hear about how everybody's loving the mugs.
Get your ass a mug.
Get a t-shirt. Get a hoodie. We got stickers.
Get a crop top.
Oh, yeah. I like the crop tops. I have a crop top hoodie.
I
like it a lot. I wear it.
Yeah. Does it say, is that the one that says That's Petty cute. Witch?
No, the t-shirt says Petty Witch.
Is it a final sips or a would you like murder with your coffee?
It's just the logo.
Yeah, excellent.
See, look at all those options we had. So I didn't even know which one she got. There's so
many options. And it's like a pale pink. And it's like the gray. The logo's in gray. Black and gray.
Guys, are you hearing this? Do you want one?
Do you want one of these things?
All right, well then go into this episode. Yeah. Go to the show notes and clickety-clack. Get out of the merch store.
And put some Morning Murders on your teats.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we like to be.
Across your bosom.
Across your bosom. Yeah. Also, a huge thank you to people who have gotten stickers and have put them up places.
Yeah.
Because we keep finding them, or I'll get pictures sent from like people who've like found them in places.
I was just going to say that I love getting tagged when it's like, I found you at this bar.
Mm-hmm. I found you downtown. I found you wherever. We're in Curacao, y'all.
Yeah.
I put a sticker in Curacao. We're everywhere. I put stickers all over the world.
We're in Denver.
Arizona.
In Denver.
In California. Look for our stickers. Yeah. And if you don't see a sticker, get a sticker.
Put one there.
Put a sticker on it.
Yeah. Put a sticker on it.
Put a sticker on it. When in doubt, stick it out.
Oh.
At least you said stick it out, not whip it out. You know?
Yeah, don't whip it out. You're gonna.
Don't, please don't do that.
You'll go to jail.
Especially not when you're in doubt. When in doubt, keep it in.
Just keep it in.
Oh my God, Nicole just spit her coffee.
Why did I choose to sip at that moment?
Keep it in.
Keep it in. Don't
lawyer up. When in doubt, keep it in.
Never take a polygraph.
Wash your hands. That's our new one.
Wash your hands. My God.
Oh, man. Well, we're halfway through our season three. This is really exciting. Thank you, Beans, for going on this journey with us so far. There's been some wild stories. We've been telling some wild stories for three seasons now, ladies.
That is really nice.
That's pretty cool. And we started this during the pandemic. And, like, look at where we are now. Mm-hmm. Look at this little breakfast nook. Beans, you can't see us as a visual medium, but we are... I promise you,
we are in a nook. There are cute curtains.
Nooks and crannies.
Yeah.
There's some fairy lights in here.
Yes. Breakfast nook.
Little table for our coffees.
Coffee in the nook.
Coffee in the nook.
Yeah. Crime nook.
Crime nook. Mm-hmm.
All right,
we're rebranding. We are now.
We are now.
Crime nook. Enjoy crime nook. Season one.
You guys aren't beans anymore. You're crannies.
You're crannies.
Woo!
Yeah. I was talking to someone that I was on set with not too long ago, and I was we were talking about Ted Bundy, actually, and I was saying how, like,
I'm just kidding.
Who is Ted Bundy? And I was saying how, like, he got executed the year that I was born, and that we have joked on here that I am Ted Bundy reincarnated. Mm-hmm. And then we talked about how, Brenna, how you're actually the Zodiac Killer, mm-hmm. or reincarnated Zodiac Killer. Who knows?
Allegedly.
And then we've talked about you being a reincarnated... Who were you? We talked about something. A victim, a survivor, yeah. And he was like, your show should be called Reincarnated Murderers or something. And I was like, ha, that's funny.
Yeah.
We are all just the reincarnated murderers.
Bring it around.
But we're making it a good place now.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. We're trying to make it a better place.
No.
That was fun. Just the collective sigh.
Collective sigh.
Collective sigh. Band name.
Ah! Band names.
There she goes, grabbing her phone.
We gotta give a list of all the band names. We've well, hold such on. A Let list me now. Add one, and then I'll give you a teaser.
Band names. That's the funniest like ASMR Twitch stream I've ever heard of. Is it's just you like reading off like into the microphone all of the band names for however long it takes. Like into the microphone, like close, like ASMR with your nails, like and then you're like you're like
you can hear me like clicking to find it.
And then you just say it with like
all right, I'm a goldfish. Collective what? Oh no.
Oh, damn it. we'll say collective soul. I know it already exists, but just keep it. Collective soul also.
Also.
Yeah.
Also right. That.
We'll rewind it and listen to it.
Everyone's
we'll
yelling at give us it right now. Yeah. The list.
That's fine.
All right, let's go random. Ready? Stop. Burping Biscuits. Room Tunes. Sex Kebab.
Sex Kebab. Sex Kebab.
Razorblade Candy. Death Watch.
Death
Don't Blame the Rat. Sinister Intentions. Oh, Efficient Assassins.
Yeah.
Semi-Suppository. 18 Miles Per Hour. I don't know. Hand Cannon. I like that
hand
one.
Hand Cannon.
Tommy Alamo and the Sledgehammers.
Great.
Death Blanket.
Death Blanket.
Duct Tape Amalgamation.
Whoa.
Pandas on the Farm.
Pandas on the Farm.
Swinging Lumber. That's like Magic Mike. It's a whole show. Swinging Lumber. And it's just like sexy bearded dudes with wearing freaking flannels.
Yeah, swinging. But not on them, like as shirts. They're just wearing them tied around their waists.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's it.
So this one, setting booty traps. But they're all dressed as members of the Goonies.
Oh. Yeah.
It's like Andy's playing piano. They have their band setting booty traps.
Perfect.
TM.
Excellent.
Aggravated Mayhem. I like.
So send in your band names,
send
guys.
Us some band names.
And if you use any of those, owe me royalties.
You owe her royally.
For the entire list. You can Venmo me.
It's a long list.
Yeah,
guys.
It's a very long list. Maybe we'll put it on our when we get a Patreon, and we'll put the list of
it's going
band
on
names.
A band. I want to make like a Momoapalooza shirt.
Yeah,
right.
We've
had
a band want that before.
I
want
to do that for sure, 100%. And then all the fake band
names. I think it was one of us to do that
with all of them, not even the ones we've mentioned, just all
just
of them.
Just all
the
of
whole
them.
List.
It's all like a dress.
Yeah. But with our favorites, like t-shirt dress, headliners.
I love t-shirt dresses. I think that's great.
Well, you can make one technically like every year because it's a new festival, right?
Yeah.
Like, so you can have like, you just make it through the list. And that way each shirt is like special because you only got that year.
Like, yeah. Or like the season.
Limited edition.
Limited edition. And it could be per season.
It's a lot of bands.
Okay. Yeah.
It's
a lot of bands.
Printing.
I don't know.
It's a lot of bands.
Well, Beans, this is our blooper episode.
Right.
So I've got some really cool bloopers that I'm going to share, but also throughout our bloopers, I've sprinkled in our trivia. So I pulled some trivia that I've shared with the girls for this episode.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. And I think it'll be pretty silly. We'll see how we do.
Yeah, I think it'll be fine. I don't know anything, so I'm just excited for you guys to see if you remember anything.
But yeah, so during our bloopers, also, you know, keep your ear to the ground for trivia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you know it, yell it as loud
as
you can.
We'll hear you.
Yeah, we'll hear you. Wherever you are.
Fucking hear you. In the distance. Because you're so far from the mic, that's so fucking funny.
I was going to call.
Fucking hear you. Just you wait. You're going to fucking get it.
Yes, yeah, so I'm gonna share. So if you don't know, if you haven't been listening to the end of all the episodes, I will leave bloopers right after an episode.
After the credits, you gotta listen all the way through
the
credits,
all the way to the end. And sometimes I get to share all of them, and sometimes I don't. So I actually have some that are very just specifically for this episode, because I have not
been
used
heard
them.
By Never ears heard. Other than Nicole's ears.
Yes. Woo!
And ours when we said them.
We forgot them, so.
Oh my gosh. That is one of my favorite things about editing, is I will forget some of the stuff that we do, and then I will go and I'll edit the episode, and I will just be in here laughing by myself because
what
of
are
stuff
we talking
that we're talking about.
About.
Like one of the more recent episodes that we did, the prank one, the assassination. You guys in it were like, "We love you, Nicole. Yes, we're talking to you right now." And I was editing, and it was very funny to realize that moment.
Yeah,
and I remembered it and laughing very much in here as that moment was happening.
You should just cut that and then like put it as just a sound file on your desktop, and then whenever you just need to hear it, we'll just play it.
Hey, you look so cute right now.
Yeah,
you're laughing.
You have your little headphones on.
Yeah, cute little baby.
Yeah.
Cute little sweet little nugget.
Yeah. Sweet
our sweet little ginger snap.
Oh gosh.
It's funny, recently we were at Weed D&D, the project that I do with Nicole and I do together every Tuesday. And what did I say? I think I said something like, "Guys, I never know what I'm saying when I'm saying it." And then Nicole, you said, "Oh, I know that about you." And I was like, you said it was just in like, it was just the sweetest thing, and I was like, and then Brandon was like, "Welcome to Weed D&D," like right after. And I thought it was really funny. I was like, of course she would know.
It's like the Michael Scott thing where he's like, "Sometimes I just start a sentence and I don't know where it's going to go."
So it's just, ever, I had that thought
ever,
of like,
for any reason, yeah. Any, forever, never, ever.
So yeah, so I was like, "Well, yeah, you would, because you edit everything." So please listen to the bloopers is what I'm trying to get to.
Yeah, Nicole puts a lot of work
she
into
so
it.
So much
She's
work into it.
She's gotta listen to our stupid ass.
So
I
do you.
Love listening Twice, to yeah. you guys.
Yeah,
it's so much fun. So please. It's so funny. I also made the beep beep noise.
I was literally. What's crazy is I was gonna say, and you know that beep beep noise that like you think you've heard it a million times, right? Like from my, I swear I've already heard it a million times, and then she's like, "No, that's that sound in." That's like our, what's it called when it doesn't really exist? Later. Not the zeitgeist, but the other one.
Oh, a Mandela effect?
There we go.
Okay.
Oh. Where it's like, "No, I've heard this sound a million times. Like, that is the sound of bloopers." And she's like, "No, it didn't exist. I made it.
I had to make it."
But
because it's like, it's like everybody uses their own version of that, like, high-pitched beep-beep. It's all, like, slightly different. So I found something that I had to cut down to make this specific audio file. So I did find like beep beep noises, but I made it. I cut it
this
down so
that
this is the one that I.
I mean, we use it in real life. Like when I can't figure out what to say, I'm like, beep beep.
There's probably a compilation of that right now.
Oh my god, I wish I had that.
Just, I mean, it exists.
I could do it.
The hours that you would have to spend finding it is not necessarily worth
re-listening.
It. When I could just give you. All right, guys, here's two minutes of Amanda going, beep, 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 and I, beep, beep, but I, beep, beep, fuck, I'll do it again, beep, beep, wait,
I'm sorry, I'll go back, beep, beep,
beep, sorry, Nicole, beep, beep, all right, there it is, you're
There's
welcome.
There's one time you were like, beep, 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 beep,
I beep, beeped my beep, beep, that's the next shirt, I'd like a shirt that says I beep, beeped my beep, beep,
I beep, beeped my beep, beeped.
I'd be like, "Are you just swearing all the time?" Yes.
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 Censor me.
That's actually what's happening. Yes. It's not a way to cut in between bloopers.
No.
It's just,
man, I can't stop swearing.
There's just certain times I beep, beep the curse words.
Yeah.
Because beep, we beep. Actually curse a lot.
We do.
Fuck you.
All right. Yeah, we're witches. We always
witches.
Send curses.
There it is. Ha ha. That's
modern
funny.
Curses. Why people don't curse anymore? What the fuck's that about?
Yeah.
No.
I feel like I curse.
Yeah. People. But like, do you? But like, yeah, I guess so. Maybe. You
but
can.
I try to like. It's like when I'm driving.
I see.
And someone does something mean, I go, "I hope that your day gets better."
Yeah. See, I was an
holy shit
on a Lego.
Holy shit, Nicole.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry. Wow.
Guys, we need to talk about Nicole. She's fucking unhinged.
Ooh. I hope your day gets better.
Holy shit.
I need you to calm
Holy
down.
Holy beep beep.
Beep beep. Oh my god. Well, for fun, I found like these trivia quiz things.
Fuck yeah.
From back in the day. So for those of you who are just joining us, this podcast started because I, during the pandemic, bought myself a true crime calendar. And it was you peel the day off each day, but each day had like a fun fact or a case on it. And when the girls and I would like Marco Polo, not a sponsor, which is an app that we use to do like video chats with each other, I would say, have you ever heard of this person? And then they would guess, and then I would tell them it, and that's kind of what became the podcast. And it started with Mary Vincent.
Mary Vincent!
So in that, it also had trivia quizzes that I've never, like, had you guys do. I think I had you do a couple of them. Mm-hmm. But I found some that we never did.
Yay!
I haven't even done these. So I thought it might be funny if we can try and see if we can match these and see if we're right.
Yeah. Okay. I'm here for that. I'm here for that.
So this one is calling cards. Match the serial killer with their chilling calling card.
Ooh, all right, okay.
Beans. See if you can figure this out. So we've got Richard Ramirez, William Harness. How did you say that?
Hearns?
I don't know who that is, so I'm going to get that one wrong.
Hearns?
Well, it looks like Aarons, but it's only because it's like Aris. Like
yeah.
H-E.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's spelled H-E-I-R-E-N-S, however you would like to pronounce
that. We haven't covered this case yet, so I actually don't know
who it is. Yeah, we haven't covered.
Kenneth Harrison, Keith Jasperson, we're going to get all these wrong because I only know Richard Ramirez. John Allen, Muhammad, and Lee Boyd Malvo. Do you guys know who any of these people are?
No, you made all of them up.
I made all of these names up. The calling cards, someone used the tarot cards. We've got lipstick pentagrams, lipstick notes, smiley faces, giggling messages. Giggling messages?
What? That's like something. That's what weird. Most of our podcast is.
Giggling messages.
Okay, messages. I'm gonna guess the giggling messages is the two boys.
The two boys.
You're right.
John and Lee. John,
yeah, because I don't know. Guys get together and they do dumb shit.
Great.
Was Richard just the lipstick pentagrams? Well, but he didn't. He was not. He was just like a spur of the moment killer. He didn't really.
But he
like
was very into Satan. Like, Satan.
You are very, very right. But he, I mean, okay. Sure. Let's do that one. Tarot cards. Who threw
saying...
That sounds familiar. Keep Jesperson sounds really familiar.
Some bean is like, I know all these answers.
I know. All right. All right, Brenna, give us the answers.
Just tell us.
Okay. So, But the answer is the Night Stalker always left an upside down pentagram drawn in his victim's own lipstick at the scene of the crime. Aarons was known as the lipstick killer after leaving. I'm reading this upside down like a psycho. I just realized that. Aarons was the lipstick killer after leaving a taunting note written in lipstick at the scene of his second murder, begging police to catch him.
Oh, I think I remember that. I do remember someone being like, you gotta catch me.
That's funny.
Happens a lot.
Try to catch me. Known as the Giggler, Harrison would report his crimes to police in phone calls that ended with high-pitched maniacal laughter.
Oh, my God.
What a fucking
what
asshole.
A weird...
I killed somebody. Click.
You won't catch me
I'd
now.
Be so annoyed. What an asshole. Anyways. Jesperson was aptly named the Happy Face Killer after writing several notes confessing to his crime signed with a smiley face.
Ah.
And the Beltway snipers often left tarot cards at the scenes of their crimes, including the death card. Does that mean they're rebuying entire decks?
Right.
To just leave the death card?
I think so. And like the death card doesn't actually mean death more times than it's like rebirth.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Anyways,
well, it looks like we've got some names we're going to add to the list and cover stories. Richard Ramirez is on the list. That's actually one that I'm really excited to do because I have a friend who was pen pals with him while he was in prison. Mm. It wasn't anything weird. It was for like a school assignment, and I've read the notes. It's creepy to hold them, but he doesn't say anything creepy in them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really eerie to hold a note knowing that he wrote that. Mm-hmm. Anyways, that's to come in the future.
Kind of interesting that like. You know, first you're like, he wrote a kid back, which I knew that he also, like, liked kids. And then he also, like, probably had a lot of free time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know. What else are you going to do?
Nicole. Jake.
Jake.
He has us do us do these warm-ups for we D&D.
Yep.
We sure do them.
Every time.
Every time. We
every
say
time.
The name.
The whole time. Every time. The whole time. Good for Jake.
Good for Jake. Yes.
Jake.
Good for Jake. Jake the bean.
Jake. Bean Jake. Bean juice. Bean Jake.
Bake. No.
Mm. Bake. Shake and bake.
Jean?
Shake. Jake and bake.
Jake and bake.
Jake and off.
Jake and bake. Jake and off.
That's what we do every week, D&D. We
you Jake off.
Jake and bake.
We Jake and bake.
And we Jake and bake. We hang out with Jake and we do some bake.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ready?
Hilarious.
I just needed oxygen in my brain.
We all just need a little bit of oxygen.
Okay. They had the Indiana Jones arcade game.
Nice.
And he looks like a nightmare.
Oh, fun.
The Lego Indiana Jones is actually a very great game.
Lego games are solid.
They're so good. There's so much. It's just the gameplay is so fun.
But there's this thing that happens where if you, because you have a whip, and you can't kill anybody with the whip, but you can whip them until they fall off the mountain, which is... Right. And then, but what also happens is you're whipping cages to let kids out. Like you whip the cage and the kid's like, like freaks. There's children involved. And then, but if you leave without emancipating all the children, it says that you left a child behind and the bad guy is very pleased by it.
Bleh.
Yeah, I was like, that makes me feel very sad in my heart.
Ew. Yeah, I don't like that. Gamers.
Poor guy.
Game creators.
Oh, let me find this. I just need to find,
Ow.
No.
I just hit my head on the mic.
I saw that. It bonk.
Did it make a coconut sound?
We're going to find out in editing.
Bonk.
A bonk.
Oh, he's so upsetting looking.
Oh.
He's so
kind of like he's eight melting.
Indy.
He looks like he's been in a hot tub for a long time. Like he's real
He definitely looks like he had acid thrown in his face.
A little hot dog man.
Or he's like, he's like in Walking Dead where they cover themselves in the zombie grossness.
Oh, see? Oh. So yeah, that was that game. Cool. So we just sat and played like Wheel of Fortune on the Sega, and it was just so funny, just making fun of stuff and Jeopardy.
I played that on the PlayStation. All the time.
That's fun.
I got we have Wheel of Fortune on the Switch, so
that's my fucking jam. That's my family plays a lot of Wheel of Fortune.
We gotta play a lot of it because it unlocks all the cool costumes, and then you make people and.
That was like how I knew my worth in my family. I'm not even kidding.
That's great.
Like if you got the Wheel of Fortune puzzle first, it's like wow. Because my dad does the fucking New York Times crossword puzzle every day in pen. Like he's a sociopath and he gets everything right and he's crazy. And he sees these puzzles and he'll just be like, oh, it's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, whatever. Like nothing in it all the time. So if you get it before my dad, oh, you are so smart and you can live off that high. My sister will listen. She knows. She knows.
She knows.
I live. I live for that. That's so. How I got my parents' approval. Until I started doing theater.
I knew that you weren't going to say drugs, but I just thought you were going to say until I started doing drugs. Like, now they're proud of me.
Oh my! All right.
Sorry.
You're fine. The guys, there's this thing called a whisper room. Have you heard of it? So a whisper room is
basically... What the fuck's a whisper room?
Well, it's basically what I've made, but better. Just
it's
a little better.
Better.
It's basically what I've created here.
Oh.
It's just, you know, higher quality. But I think mine has a certain charm.
I like yours.
I love it in here.
Thank you. We've got fairy lights.
We do have fairy lights. And a little table for our stuff.
A little table.
And cute little handbands.
Handbands from you.
Black clocks.
And now we've got a Bannigan
coffee and water in.
Hey,
friendship.
Come back and friendship.
And a Ben dog.
And a bench.
Hi, little Benship.
What a perfect Benship.
What other Benships have been forgotten? You are still a dog.
He's a pup.
He left. He's like, bye.
Ben. Ben. Ben, come back.
Ben.
He done it.
I was trying to get it with the microphone so you can see that he's in here.
Yay!
Bye.
Oh, he went away.
I'm sure it's fine, Brenna. Brenna, 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 Brenna,
Brenna,
Oh dear.
That's my new ringtone.
What? Okay.
I guess Brenna's calling.
Oh, it's Brenna. Hello.
Hello.
Just all of our ringtones for you. Does your ringtone say I'm Brenna Amanda? Yes, it does.
It is Ben and Amanda, actually.
It's Ben and Amanda.
Don't worry about it, husband.
Hey, Ben's a dog.
He's a dog.
He's the best little dog.
He's just the goodest boy.
I knew you were going to say it. Also, why did I listen to this today?
Oh, is there something?
I listened to this. I listened to another podcast cover this today.
Well, great. I'm excited to talk about
it. It is fresh in my brain.
The Lunderyard?
Lunderyard.
The Lunderyard.
The Lunderyard.
Is it the Lunderyard where you launder your things?
The Lunderyard.
Oh, yes. it's on
wickerbaskets.com.
It's on
wickerpikachu.com.
I choose you. Jiminy Cricket. Great. I'm going to edit that and be like, what just happened? I can't hear anything.
Yeah.
We're like, far away laughter.
So I had a cough, so I was trying to like. I'm like,
we will fucking. We will do it.
Cool.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Been a contender. I could have been
somebody.
Coffee's for closers.
All right. Coffee's for closers.
That's the Act One finale.
Yeah,
coffee.
Coffee
for closers.
Is
it
Ben in
here?
Germany.
No,
Okay, this next one is also just going to be one where we're going to learn some things because I don't know how, but this one's cool because it's called Copycat Killers. So it's Match the Murderer with the movie that inspired them.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Brenna, you read this one.
Okay. So Match the Murderer with the movie that inspired him. Ferry Yarradine, Robert Thompson and John Venables, Daniel Sterling, Nathaniel White, and John Hinckley Jr.
Okay, what are the movies?
The movies are Interview with a Vampire, B is Taxi Driver, C is RoboCop 2, D is Scream, and E is Child's Play 3.
Okay, wait, okay.
Okay.
I'm almost positive that Robert Thompson and John Venables are the Scream killers, right?
I don't think so.
Damn it!
It's crazy. I did recently look up the Scream, the guy who inspired Scream, but I don't remember who
it
was.
No, I'm screwing it all up.
I think it's one person.
No, you're right.
I want to say the Interview the Vampire is the two. Because,
no, you're probably right.
Because that's two guys.
No, you're probably right. I'm just.
Vampires?
Maybe.
Is that a movie about being a sexy vampire?
It really was.
And then Gary Oldman being a scary vampire with a butt on his head?
Yes. Okay, well then maybe it's Daniel Sterling. Damn it. Not John Hinckley Jr. John Hinckley Jr. was
Taxi Driver? I think that's correct. I haven't seen it, but based off
of
his history.
Damn, thing's going to drive me nuts.
I feel like Child's Play I knew RoboCop. At one point. Bro, I didn't even know RoboCop was inspired by somebody.
Hmm.
Or two, RoboCop 2. All right, tell us the
answers. All right, yep, give us the answers.
Okay.
Don't read it upside down like I'm murdering.
Oh, yeah, Jesus. You're reading like a murderer.
You're the Zodiac Killer!
Now you guys know. If you're reading something, I can read it.
Get her decipher.
Okay, Yarradine. Yarradine wore a scream mask as he killed his neighbor for redemption.
Damn it. We were so wrong.
We were very wrong.
Child's Play 3.
Be wrong, be loud.
Okay. Yeah, right? Say it with your whole chest. Child's Play 3 was cited as an inspiration after the two 10-year-olds killed 2-year-old James, but investigators have denied the link.
Oh, maybe. Well.
Oh, my God. Robert Thomas and John Venables. I should have known that.
Wait.
We all should have known.
We all should have known.
Well, that's probably why my brain was like, I know these names, and it must be. Nope.
See, this is what happens. We do, see guys, like we said in the beginning of this, we'll do episodes and we completely forget what we did.
Sterling stabbed and drank the blood of his girlfriend, Lisa Stellwagen, the day after the two saw the vampire flick. Stellwagen survived.
Hmm. Oh. Wait, after they saw Interview with the Vampire?
Yeah, so these are murders that... Copied the murder it. With the movie that inspired them.
Oh.
Not the other. That's maybe why you guys based
off. That's
I thought
what
it
messed
was based
us
off
up.
Of, yep.
White,
we're gonna blame that.
Yeah. Who killed six women in the early 1990s, claimed his first murderer was inspired by the movie, what the hell? 4C. Oh, RoboCop 2.
Oh.
Dumb. Hinckley's obsession with Jodie Foster, the film star, led to him attempt to assassinate President Ronald Reagan, mimicking the plot of the movie. So he saw her in that movie when she was like, what, she was like 14 in the movie or something? And then was obsessed with her ever since. That's why I don't do that number anymore, because it feels icky now.
Yeah.
I used to have a burlesque number where I was John Hinckley Jr. and I had Jodie Foster pasties, and I understand even saying that out loud right now. It feels very creepy,
right.
So I don't do that anymore.
Yeah. Beans! I wanted to take a moment to talk about a company that I love very much. It's called Adventure Dog Coffee Company. Not only do they offer a specialty-grade coffee that is roasted fresh to order, literally, it is some of the best beans I've had the honor to brew for the Breakfast Nook. 20% of the proceeds from that coffee goes to train rescue dogs as specialty service dogs for veterans. To learn more about this incredible company and order your bag of coffee today, visit adventuredogcoffee.co. Use special promo code MURDER. That's MURDER at checkout to receive a 20% discount just for being a bean. You can also check out their link in our show notes. Now, let's get back to the show.
Oh, goodness gracious.
The next Ben.
He's like, whoa.
Ben's like, and I'm here too.
And also Ben.
Sefton.
Doritos is coming out with a barbecue flavor.
Whoa.
Terry was very fucking happy.
I guess I thought that they already had barbecue.
I had the too. Same thought, and I'm like,
well,
you know
dang.
What, though? No,
I guess not.
No, just like good sweet and tangy barbecue Doritos. And I'm here for it.
Good for them.
Good for them.
Hashtag not a sponsor.
Hashtag not a sponsor. Good for Doritos.
Nicole.
Thank you for the drugs, Nicole.
No, wait a minute.
Thank you for the drugs.
No, Amanda. Thank you for the drugs.
Amanda tested your drug sourcing drugs.
You're welcome.
You guys are.
Thanks, Brenna.
You are both. Drugs for me.
Test your drugs.
Lawyer up, test your drugs.
Yeah.
All right.
This is what we learned.
This is season three.
Here we are in season three, and this is what we have learned.
Season two was lawyer up. season one was never take a polygraph.
Yeah.
Season
yes.
two was lawyer up. And season three, test your drugs. Great.
There you go.
Good. You know what? That makes me feel a little more connected to the season.
Yeah. Right. Bob Barker. Bob Barker used to say, spay new to your pets. I think Whitney Cummings says, mm-hmm. don't ride elephants on the end of her podcast, and ours is test your drugs.
Test your drugs.
Okay.
I like it. Ready?
Let me make sure, because I only read her name, and now my brain goes, what if it's both?
Both.
I do that all the time.
I know I'm right, but...
I write things out, and then I second-guess how I wrote it out.
I get skilled.
Listen, I did an entire episode where I said the name wrong, so you guys are fine.
I don't have.
Please, look it up, is what I'm saying. Oh, you're on Ben's Wi-Fi. See, Ben's
Wi-Fi
works for Ben.
Ben's Wi-Fi works for Ben.
Ben.
You guys hear about that piece of that tiny? It's like, I don't have the thing on me. It's like this size of a tiny, super radioactive capsule that was lost in Australia.
Oh no!
It was. Oh, it's all. But like, if you picked it up, it would just you die. Like you die of cancer like immediately. And they lost it on some road. They found it eventually.
Oh good.
But they lost. It's like how do you? It's like losing like the end of a keychain, like or like a necklace thing, where it was like that small. But I. There's a whole story how they lost it. I'm sure there'll be a fun episode.
They didn't put an Apple tag on it? I mean, come on.
Right? Yeah. It's too small. It's like the size of, like, you know, in school when you'd have those little gram things and you'd measure, like, the weighted little weight guys and then you put little gram measurements on there or whatever. Or, like, drugs when you're measuring drugs.
Right. Test your drugs.
Test your drugs.
Yeah.
And it's on the thing.
You calibrate your drug scales. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the size of, like, a tiny, it's like the size of a nug, like a little tiny nug. And you're just like, how... How could you?
Jiminy Cricket.
Find those in my hair.
Oh, here it is.
Find those
in my hair.
Yeah. Cancer hand. Yeah. Okay.
Cancer hand. Oh, yeah. God.
She knew this wasn't.
That is what I wrote. She knew this wasn't going home anytime soon is what I wrote. She knew
she auto-corrected it. It wasn't you. You wrote it correctly.
She knew.
Your iPad fixed it up.
I'm so sorry.
Don't you apologize.
Okay. Beep, beep. But when, beep beep.
This is my favorite.
I'm trying to help you on the. But if you wanted to click at me, I'd be okay with it. All right.
Click, click.
Boom.
Whoa.
Click, got click. Sexy fast. I like it. Woo. No, I don't. I lost my life. I lost my whole life.
We have fun.
We do. Beep beep. Nordhook. Nordhoek. Nordhoek.
Oh god. I'm trapped.
Yeah. What?
Oh my god.
The whole chair went down with me.
It is very tight, Corey.
Bye.
I also.
Is Ash still over there? He's like, fine.
No. He's like, he is. He's.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Ash is in the breakfast room.
There's an Ash.
There's an Ash.
Ashes in the nook with Dinah.
Ashes in the nook with
Dinah. Nicole!
Oh, perfect. I was like, somebody say something.
Nicole!
That's like the screamo version.
Nicole.
The Morning Murders heavy metal album coming out this summer.
Am I hitting the microphone?
It's fun, guys. I recommend it.
Oh, a nose. Hi. She's helping. She absorbs sound. She's like, I absorb sound, you guys.
You can be in here, but you have to be quiet.
That's not quiet.
The first thing she does.
Not quiet.
Are we recording a podcast?
That's not quiet. Do you have a crime to talk about? What have you seen?
Oh, is it so pretty? No.
Ben, he's like, I've been kicked out.
Everything is.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, you're cute. I like you. You're cute. I like you.
Every little thing she does is magic.
Right?
Pants.
45 minutes of us changing.
Pants.
Oh my god. Amazing.
Ain't nobody wearing pants.
Alright. Are you guys ready?
I believe.
You believe?
I believe I'm ready.
In a thing called love?
Yeah.
Just literally my heart.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Nailed it.
Mm-hmm. All right. What are we doing? Who are we?
Since she was.
What just happened?
Was it the little
Aurora
door thingy?
Yes.
She's like, I'm ready to go.
I woke up now. I was sleeping.
Really funny. We were like,
what the fuck is that?
He looked fine.
He looked fine.
Beep.
This is perfect for me. Match the serial killer with their favorite band.
Oh, fun.
Okay, we have. They just love Richard motherfucking Ramirez in here. Okay, so Richard Ramirez.
He
He's popular.
Ted Bundy, Charles Manson, Jeffrey Dahmer, and John Wayne Gacy.
Oh, these are all heavy hitters.
We know these guys. We know these dudes. Okay. The bands are A, The Beatles, B, Black Sabbath, C, Talk Radio, D, AC/DC. Oh, that's hard to say. D, AC/DC. And E-R-E-O Speedwagon. All right. So many
letters. Okay. I think Charles Manson liked The Beatles. Oh.
Wasn't there? Yeah, wasn't there one of these guys?
Helter Skelter. Well, like that's Helter Skelter is.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Charles Manson. I feel like Richard Ramirez like Black Sabbath.
I think Ted Bundy. Either he was Speedwagon.
That's what I was gonna say.
I don't know. What is talk? I know talk radio, but I need to know. Like my brain's like, put a song in there.
Well, I think it's.
I thought it was.
I think it's just like NPR.
Like that's what I thought.
Oh, then yeah. It's not like a band.
No, I think it's just like talk radio.
Oh, literally, yeah, talk radio. Oh, Jesus Christ! That
but
was.
They capitalized it like it's.
Oh, like a band. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right,
I get it. That's
fucking
why it was weird.
And my lack of band knowledge.
What do you guys, what do you beans think?
Beans, yell, we'll hear you. No.
Yell, beans. Yell. If you're, say, wherever you are, yell the answers.
I'm going to say Gacy, talk radio, and Dahmer, AC/DC.
I want to say Gacy's REO Speedwagon for some
reason.
Oh,
okay.
I don't know. All right,
what are the answers?
Ramirez was a big fan of the Highway to Hell album and left an AC/DC hat at the scene of a crime.
Dang. What a hoe.
Fucking, it was probably harder to come across cool hats like that, so yeah. That must have been tough for him. Fuck him. Mm-hmm. Bundy preferred talk radio, scanning the airwaves for hours, listening to talk shows. The Beatles' Helter Skelter off the White Album allegedly inspired Manson to commit the Tate LaBianca murders. Also, take a peep at this Beatles-isses. That's fun.
Beatles-isses.
Because Beatles, apostrophe S, so it's like Beatles-isses. Army buddies said Dahmer would get drunk and listen to Black Sabbath on his headphones. And okay. Gacy listened to REO Speedwagon as his favorite band on a survey.
Nice.
Oh, God!
And another one. And another one.
And another one. And another one. And
another
one.
Another one.
Sorry.
So those
and another
one.
Another one.
Isn't he just a boy?
He's just a little boy.
And then he's like, also me.
And I am in here now.
An emotional support face.
I have now snuck
into the breakfast. Ben is in the breakfast nook.
And I am in here on the floor.
Ben Fest nook.
Ben, do you have a story for us?
No.
The boss.
He's such a good boy.
Yes, he's like,
he did a good one.
Whenever you want, Mom.
I am here for it.
Just put that wherever you want.
You can put that wherever
you want it.
Harder.
And so do your sinuses.
You told me to go.
Woo!
Sorry.
You'll hear that. You'll see that.
You can just put that. Yeah.
All right.
Douglas Police Cheese.
Cheese.
I was like, okay.
The police cheese.
Oh, police not cheese. The police cheese.
Douglas Police
Hope cheese. There's no fuzz on it, because that'd be mold.
I'm not dinary. I'm dinary.
Diet.
Dairy.
Dairy.
I'm not dairy. Dairy. I'm not dairy.
That's it. Non-dairy-ary.
Non-dairy-ary.
Oh, my God. All right. Beep, beep. Douglas Police. I can't say it. Police Chief. I can't say it. Douglas Police Chief Bob Ainsley and Converse The last one was fine. Okay.
Now you have to do it again.
It was fine. Like, I wasn't super happy with it. It was fine. And
nope,
now I can't do it at all.
It again.
Me.
Za.
Za.
Za. Zer.
I was like,
Yes, you have my intention,
sorry.
Nicole.
No, I was taking the microphone. I'm so sorry.
My goodness, so aggressive.
That meant to be aggressive. Reminds me of Emperor's New Groove. I'm a rhino. Can I go home?
I'm a rhino.
I'm like, I get mad. Can I just get drunk over here?
I need a shirt. This is that. I'm a rhino. Can I go home?
I'm a rhino. Can I go home? I think that's the line.
Think about that one, Bengals, and have a great day. Which is crazy because we're like, the Panthers. Anyway,
like, Vegas school system.
We're closing down the school.
Man.
We're all gonna have to go somewhere else next year. Think about that, Bengals. Have a great day.
Think about that. Great day.
Bengals. We're just talking to the Bengal Tigers that we've let loose into the school. Think about that one, Bengals.
Have a good day.
Here's a fact for you, Bengal Tigers.
Oh my God, I'm being real though. I thought you said bagels at the first time you said it, and then I realized you were saying.
Bengals.
Think about that, bagels.
Are you trying to make
a
derogatory
term to me?
You know what?
I kind of like calling, because it's breakfast nook, I think beans and bagels are all good. Are you a bean or a bagel? Depends. Personality test. I'd be a bagel, because I fucking love bagels. I eat bagels and lox like a motherfucker up in my mouth.
Sorry, my brain is just because as the Jewish people, speaking for all of them, we're bagels. Yeah. I'm so sorry, just when you were like, I like bagels, I like them up in my mouth. Yes. I was just giggling. I'm sorry, I'm really immature. I was just giggling.
Bagels are so good.
Hell yeah.
All right. Let's bagel it up.
I'm glad it went to a good mouth.
It went to a good mouth. Yeah. I appreciate your, what's it called when it's a donation, but it's for like ghosts?
What?
Offering? Yeah. Thank you for your offering.
A donation.
A donation.
I like that.
For ghosts.
In the Morning Letter dictionary.
An offering.
Offering.
A donation. Donation but for ghosts.
She's supposed to be a demon, so they're probably not very nice.
A demon.
I've heard the demons are not super nice.
Oh, you know, I've heard that about some demons. But, you know, some demons, we can't. As Ben says, we can't put them all in one basket because not all demons are the same.
Don't put your Ben in one basket.
Ben's like me.
Yeah.
Okay. I am Ben.
One day in 1918, that's a lie. Beep, beep. One day in 1913.
I love that.
That's a lie.
That up. My brain saw that three
as an eight, even though I just got my eyes
this
checked.
This is so smooth.
That's a lie.
I don't want to lie to our listeners.
No,
I just can't fucking read.
It was so funny. That was so smooth.
You're like, well.
You could have kept going and I probably would have like never figured it out. Been like, oh, that's part of it.
Yeah. That's a lie.
Okay.
So smooth. Okay.
Hold on. I need a coffee.
Or does she?
All right. She does.
This is pretty good. I don't normally drink black coffee. That was pretty damn good.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. It is good. I like it. This is a Honduras coffee.
From Honduras.
Yeah. I just took my first sip, and I can agree. That's really good.
Hmm. I've been drinking it all day and yesterday.
Nice.
And she hasn't died.
I haven't died, so that's good.
So I didn't put enough cyanide in that one.
Okay.
I'm immune. I'm kidding.
cyanide?
That's how she keeps it up, is just the gentle poisoning from friends.
Got it.
Gentle poisoning, band name. Okay.
Yes. I have two left. I know this one, maybe we'll get some of this right. I know one of these answers for sure. So this is match the killers to their nicknames. So Lonnie David Franklin Jr.
Whoa.
I know, long name. Dennis Nielsen?
Mm-hmm.
Nielsen? It's Nilsen. Gerard John Schaefer. Mark Godot. Mark Godot. And Richard Chase. I know Richard Chase. That's nice. The only one I know. So we've got the Baseline Killer, the Grim Sleeper, the Florida Sex Beast, the Vampire of Sacramento, the Kindly Killer. So Richard Chase is the Vampire of Sacramento, but that's the only one I know.
I'm MB. Also, I just wanted to give a shout out to Sean. We have a bean, Sean, who loves the show. He started listening to the show pretty recently, and he loves it so much. And he laughs because we talk about how three first names sound like a serial killer, and his name is three first names.
Hey.
And he's like, well.
There you go.
So,
that's it.
Love you, Sean. Thanks for not murdering us.
Yeah, thank
really
you.
With having
that.
The whole three first names thing.
Yeah. I literally have no idea.
None whatsoever.
Who are they?
School me, Brenna.
Guess what? Franklin is so named because of a 13-year gap between murders. So Franklin was the Grim Sleeper.
Oh.
Ah. Nielsen was the kindly killer. Nielsen strangled and drowned his victims, which he believed were the kindest methods.
What?
Yeah, I don't know how he got that nickname.
Yikes.
Three C is the Florida sex beast was Schaefer. Schaefer boasted of killing more than 30 women and girls. That's it. The baseline killer, Goudeau's name stems from the location of his first attacks near Baseline Road in Phoenix, Arizona.
And
then Richard Chase was the vampire. He's killed and cannibalized 6 people in the span of a month in Sacramento, California.
Yes, that episode is in season 1 if you have not listened to season one.
Yeah,
it's pretty early on, too, in season 1. The Vampire of Sacramento. This is a pretty awful, awful story. He would go into, I was actually just talking about this the other day. If your door was unlocked, he took that as he was allowed to go inside, and he would go inside and murder and eat people.
What a dork.
But was what I find, there's a lot of things I find sad about the story, but one was he had been getting help and was getting help, was on medication.
I remember this.
And his mother, when as soon as he got released, she took all of it away from him, and he got so much worse, and that's why all this happened.
That sucks.
So. Mental health is really important.
Yeah, and it's nice to use science.
Science.
Like a mixture of all the things, including science, which is like medication, right?
Yeah.
It's just science.
It's just science. It is just science.
Use all the tools.
Okay, so the last one is murderous majors. Match the murderer to their college major.
Whoa.
Hi.
What?
Hi, Robo. Look at your beautiful face.
Look at my knee.
Oh, God. Falling.
Falling.
There's no room for you in here.
Roro, there's always room for you in my heart.
She's trying to get in my lap, which I'm about, but if
she's like, I'm getting in here. I gotta talk about her true crime.
A tiny nook. Bye.
Okay, later.
Okay, bye.
You are.
You are.
You are.
You are.
The Kumpel. Kumpel?
Kumpel.
Yay.
Kumboat.
Kumboat.
Nope.
I can't keep going on a cum boat. Woo! Is the cum the boat or is the boat in cum?
A cum boat where everybody gets off.
I'm broken. Oh, no. I can't even drink my water.
Oh, no.
Oh my God. I almost choked. Okay. Happy editing, Nicole.
Happy editing.
Hey, Nicole, when you're listening to this later and editing it out
I'm
and
so
laughing
sorry.
At it, we love you so,
so
much.
Sorry.
I remember, just think about it. You look so cute right now.
You're
just think
so
about
beautiful.
This. You're going to be like, what?
I love you so much.
Yeah, we're going to be like, you look so cute. You're going to be like, are you looking at me right now?
Oh
yes,
my God,
we are.
We're looking at me.
Right,
we're making more stuff for her to cut. Okay.
Her ad. Just
her ad. It's just all our bloopers.
Okay.
You're welcome. The giggles. All right, I'm going back. All right.
He introduced himself.
You're boop
boop boop.
You want to hold it? You read it. Go ahead.
All right, we got Ted Bundy, Dennis Rader, Rodney Alcala, Ted Kaczynski, and Michael Ross. Okay, their majors are fine art, agriculture, psychology, mathematics, administration of justice.
So is that like law?
That's funny. They all should just be, they're all actors.
I think Ted Bundy, because he was like trained to be a lawyer, so I would say administration of justice.
Yes, he was trained to be a lawyer. Rodney Alcala was the photographer, right? He was the dating game killer.
Yes.
But I thought he also did the fine art.
I think
I'll go
he's fine
arts.
Dennis Rader.
Rader,
BTK.
Yeah. Wasn't he was he a teacher? Am I making that up? I'm going mathematics.
I was thinking mathematics also.
Ted Kaczynski is the Unabomber? Right? Wasn't Ted Kaczynski the Unabomber?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe he. I can't remember what his. Because my brain goes, oh, agriculture. Because then he learned how to use manure to blow stuff up. I don't think that was. That wasn't right, though.
I don't know who Michael Ross is. That's. I know. Now I'm questioning that one.
You guys.
Okay, tell us.
Oh, wait, we're so off. No, the word strangler upside down is very funny. I was thinking of like strangler. Like, I was like, what's strangler? And then I was like, no, it's strangler. And I was like, that is funny to read upside down.
All right, give it to us.
Okay. Give it.
Bundy eventually graduated from the University of Washington in 1972 with a psychology degree.
Oh.
After transferring three times. BTK graduated from Wichita State University in 1979 with an Administration of Justice degree.
Oh.
But yet, wasn't he the one that sent the floppy disk?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know how this works, except,
no, you don't.
Wait, can you tell where I sent this
and
from?
And they were like,
a floppy disk?
No. And he, like, went to the library, yep. I think it was.
What a silly. What a silly boy. The dating game killer got his degree at UCLA just before fleeing to New York after committing his first crime with his fine arts degree.
Hey. Yep.
The Unabomber graduated from Harvard at the age of 20 with a mathematics degree.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the roadside strangler graduated from Cornell with the intention of starting his own business with an agriculture degree.
Ah.
Okay.
Okay. Now I'm like, remember, because so Beans, if you haven't already listened, Ted Bundy is also in our season one.
It was a four-week thing.
Yeah. And now I'm like, oh, wait, yeah, he did do psychology. Things you forget, and then you remember later when it's triggered. But yeah, because he studied a lot of law and psychology, and he was going to represent himself in court. I remember that part.
Yeah, silly boy. Don't do that.
He, like, fired
Actually,
all
if
of
you're
his
a murderer,
lawyers.
Do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're a murderer, you should totally represent yourself. It's the coolest and smartest thing you can do.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if you're a real man,
yeah.
I don't know, whatever the fuck they do.
Oh my God, wait, I have a really good quote. Hold on, let me go get it.
Wait for it.
Okay, wait, I have two, but one of them is right. Oh, God.
Hold on,
come back.
Here she comes. God, she's back.
Okay, I'm back.
Run.
Okay, so he who represents himself has a fool for a client.
Hey, there it is.
Do you know who said that?
Ted Bundy?
Should have.
It sounds like something he'd say.
Abraham
then...
Lincoln.
Oh.
And then another good quote that I recently found that I liked. It's, a jury consists of 12 persons chosen to decide who is the better lawyer.
Mm.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Robert Frost.
Conan O'Brien's podcast is awesome. I highly recommend it. It's so fun, and he always just has a good time with any guest. He talks about how his family originally were like, you should be a lawyer, and like how his uncle, even like the day before he was taking over like his first late night gig, his uncle was like, you shouldn't be doing, you should be doing lawyer stuff. Like, you are performing in front of a group of people, like trying to convince them of something. But it is like, the better you are at performance, the more likely you are to get people to like go your way with a jury. Mm-hmm. So that's why you always see those moments where there's like a big dramatic monologue and stuff. Like, people try to do those in court.
Yeah. Originally, when I was a little kid, I was going to go to law school. Like, that's what I wanted to do.
You
but
still
I,
do.
I wrote. I could, yeah. I guess. But I wrote to one, at like, being excited as a kid. And I was, like, writing to them to, like, you know, I'm really interested in, like, going to law school. And they never wrote me back. And then I didn't want to be a lawyer anymore.
Because you didn't put a retainer in with
I guess
you
I
put
didn't.
In like a $5
like,
retainer
no,
to write me back.
Get
back,
with
please.
It, law school. Write her
Yay,
back.
Write me back.
Write Nicole back,
but
law
it was
school.
Okay.
It was in Arizona. Too. I want every single law school to write Nicole back.
Write me back.
Right now.
Write her back.
I started watching Better Call Saul.
It's a good one.
It's so good, because I recently finished Breaking Bad, and it's really cool to, like, see, like, but it's all the lawyer stuff, right, and, like, seeing the different law firms and things, so it's very interesting to see all that world. Beans, for those of you who have been listening to this episode, you can clearly tell that we are just three girls that like to sit around, drink coffee, and talk about true crime, and we don't hold a lot of those things in our brain for very long. We also have to go back and re-listen to our episodes.
Like, go back on our account and then, like, scroll down on Spotify to be like, okay, what have we done?
That would be so me to be like, I did a whole episode. And Nicole be like, yeah, so did I in season one, dummy. And
yeah.
Like,
I was reviewing my list of stuff because we had our Bean John recommend Charles Starkweather. And I was like looking over again. I was like, why does that name sound so familiar? Oh, right. Because we covered it in this season.
That's so funny.
And I was like, oh, we need to make a master list.
Yeah.
Professionals.
But you know we are.
Brothers.
This guy gets it.
Yeah.
Beans, thank you for joining us for this blooper episode. And ladies, it's been so fun just kind of having an episode where we just talk about stuff and
yeah.
And remind ourselves of stuff that we've talked about in the past.
Yeah.
Trivia.
Thank you for joining us on this blooper extravaganza.
Yeah.
Blooper.
What have we called it before?
I think we called it the Bloopstravaganza.
A Bloopstravaganza.
Yeah, like
Eleganza.
A Bloopapalooza.
Bloopapalooza. I think we've used before.
So thank you. We love
yes,
you.
Thank
you're beautiful.
You. We love you. And yeah, come join us again on this lovely podcast where we will talk about more true crime and things and stuff related to death and crime.
Yeah, but what's this podcast called?
Morning Murder.
What season is it?
Three.
Oh.
Tree.
Season freedom.
Free.
It's
2023. We don't do things for free. Unless it's season three.
Season three.
Oh.
Brilliant. Get your mouth farts out now.
Or don't. You know what?
I knew she had it.
Here at Morning Murders, we impress.
Class.
Embrace.
We're just three classy motherfuckers who like to speak about true crime.
True crime and mouth farts.
True crime and mouth farts.
That's the sticker.
Alright, we already did this.
Alright, we're going in a loop. Got a loop. We're stuck. Oh, God.
Throwback.
Back.
Classic.
Classic.
Thank you for listening to Morning Murders.
Keep checking our page for new episodes and special guests.
Want to learn more? Swing by our Instagram to check out more information from our episodes at Morning Murders. That's MORNINGMURDERS. Also, you can always check out some mental health links and our episodes resources in our show notes.
If you enjoyed listening to our highly caffeinated conversation, please leave us a 5-star rating and tell your friends.
If you have any stories you'd like to hear discussed around the Breakfast Nook, email us at morningmurders@gmail.com.
Thank you for listening!